Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Good morning to you and to all the colleagues. I'll try to respond to your appeal and do act as a grown-up, but I must say that it's not always easy to me, so bear with me. I'll try. On Para 22, I believe it's very important for us because it's one of the center of the work of this group, and this is why we really would like to be as clear as possible, and my suggestion goes into this direction, to make clarity on the language that you have proposed. And I'll start with the sentence in bracket in the blue, applied in a manner which I believe can be put in a different way, applied in a manner which ensure consistency with, because I believe it's clear that here we are talking about the human-machine interaction in the use, so not to make a repetition. And I can say it again, must be applied in a manner which ensure consistency. Then, with international law, I believe applicable is not the right qualifier because it gives the idea that some international law is not applicable. And it's a broader context, it's a broader concept, international law. If the idea is to look at what part of international law has to be applied, well, maybe the word relevant gives a better explanation, but that's more of a drafting suggestion, if I may, just to make things clear. Then we go to due diligence. We believe there is a merit into taking on board this idea, but not together with international humanitarian law in that part of the sentence. We believe it will go better after, in the last part of the paragraph, when we talk about principles, because we see due diligence as a principle rather than a part or a specific part of international law. So I'll rather put due diligence together with the principle of distinction, proportionality, and due diligence.